Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation 0106-037 for Natasha Wilson, date of service 12/16/2021, new patient visit. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 140/96, heart rate 88, pulse oxygen 92, height is 5'5", and weight is 163, temperature 96.7. Respiratory rate is 20. The patient is a 43-year-old African-American female of a good-built, nutrition alert, oriented, compliment conscious. No cyanosis, disc loving colonicia. Hydration is good. Attitude and demeanor is good. Dress and hygiene is normal. And the patient is able to walk well without any adaptive devices, without any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. Rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological, musculature exam, and gait, which are all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template, completely normal. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. Forward flexion, 50. Extension, 60. Bilateral side flexion, 45. Bilateral rotation, 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, spurling is negative, Lerner test negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test negative, slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test negative, contralateral leg rest test negative, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Berger test negative, Kemp test is negative, and femoral nerve stretch negative, Stabinski sign negative. In the sacroiliac joints are non-tender, the standing flexion test and the pelvic compression test negative, and distraction test negative, the Faber test negative, and Gonsalon test is negative, Trendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are all completely normal. Warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins, and the range of motion of rest of the joints except left shoulder are all completely normal. And no leg length discrepancies noticed. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder is completely appearing normal. And on palpation, there is some tenderness of the AC joint. And there is range of motions are diminished. On active motion, the patient is able to do the abduction up to 110 degrees, after which a patient experiences severe pain in the AC joint, shoulder joint, and rotator cuff region. The pain level is reported to be 8 to 10 at all time. The special tests that are done for checking the rotator cuff are found positive. Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. Empty beer can test is positive, near test, speed test are positive. The anterior posterior apprehension test is negative, drop arm test is negative, muscle strength is 4/5. Rest of the upper extremities are completely normal. The Phelan sign, Tillen sign is negative. The diagnosis. General V89.2 XST 110 CNS R51G44.329 shoulder, the fracture of the left clavicle, fracture of the AC joint, M5.51, M75.10, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Plan of care is from the template, and the treatment plan is also from template for Natasha Wilson. And you use the first paragraph. And the physical therapy, regarding physical therapy, I have ordered continuation of the physical therapy 2 times per week for the shoulder, focusing on rotator cuff region, AC joint, tendonitis. Disability continues. Patient can do part-time work, 6 hours, 5 days, 10-pound limit, with no abduction at all, no excessive bending, twisting. Quite a light duty job is advised. Housework replacement is advised, and transportation is advised. Because of the shoulder involvement, the patient will require excessive therapy, including laser treatment. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. The patient is provided with the following medication: Naproxen 500 twice a day for help with the inflammation. The Elavil is to relieve the GAD disorder, help in sleep, help in depression, fibromyalgia, and musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Calaxin. The patient is provided with muscle relaxer to help with the increased healing and decrease the spasm in the area of the left shoulder, especially the rotator cuff region. Narcotic analgesics, Tramadol 100 mg at night is provided, 30 tablets to help with the pain relief and improve the ADL and sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. The patient has a MRI which are done in 2021 January, in which at affiliated diagnostic of Oakland, and there's no MRI evidence of cervical spine or lumbar spine pathology at all. All completely normal. In the left shoulder, there is a fracture of the distal clavicle with a regional osseous and surrounding soft tissue adenomatous changes. And there is no abnormal MRI evidence of a rotator cuff or glenoid labral tear. The patient has been advised about these findings. Interventional pain procedures are none are ordered. Surgical options are not on the table. Referral to neuropsych not warranted. Attended care not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released from Dr. Griesel. Investigations, I'm ordering a new MRI of left shoulder at M1 imaging to identify healing of the clavicle and AC joint and to identify current status before referring to orthopedic surgery. DMEs, the patient already has all the DMEs and none are being ordered. Education, yes. Weight loss program is not warranted. Disability is already discussed. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. End of dictation.